and welcome to Clear the Air with me, Jess.
And me, Kaylee. Let's Clear the Air with Jess and Kaylee will be available on all platforms where you listen to your podcast. The podcast is there to discuss all things personal, mindset, political, female, and a massive note sharing. So make sure to tune in to us every Tuesday. Thanks, guys.
What? Hi, geezer. No.
Good day, mate. How are you?
That's what I was going for, and I went Cockney. What's that?
We're not very easily mistaken.
This is our second time doing this. We have we've had some technical issues. We don't know where from or what party, but we both of us are having technical issues.
But we could both put money on it that it's going to be from me. We could both probably put our life savings on the fact that technically stupid Jessica has done it again.
No, it's not you. It's the internet, our internet connection. It could be that there's something out in the area and that. You just don't know because that does happen.
But it might have been my computer because we just shut down and it doesn't seem to be happening now. So we are back with a vengeance and we've talked for half an hour. We'll have to do it all again to get it back. So I'm actually getting my article up because, Kayla, I'll let you introduce this episode again. But I've got my backup here now.
I love it. So I have said this before, so this is either going to come across really lovingly to you or really fake because I've already said it incredibly profoundly. Jess kind of messaged me a couple of days ago, and Jess is the founder, director, all of the big boss business of a company called Hoy, so House of Influence, and they have a website that everyone should go to, which is www.wearehoy.com, which I got wrong the first time, and now I got it right the second time.
So nailed it.
Good. And Jess has written so many amazing articles on there, and there's just generally so many great things on there that you guys should check out. And it's a great platform where it's not about judgment, it's not about poking fun at celebrities or picking apart people. It's all about empowering different people, helping people within the business, talking about kind of subjects that aren't discussed in media or aren't discussed openly and freely. And it's really great. So Jess just wrote a really kind of raw and powerful piece about her personally and about forgiveness itself as a theme. Jess said maybe we should do an episode on forgiveness on the pod, and I said what a great idea, because I would say it's not something that's my strongest point, and I really wanted to kind of hear Jess's thoughts on it and get all our kind of thoughts out on it. So
forgiveness, I'll read a quote which I started my article with, which was, I love a quote, "Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future," by Paul Boos. Mm-hmm. And that is, nothing can change the past. There's not anything anyone can do to change the past, mm-hmm. but everything, every day we wake up, we have the ability to change our future, how we want it to be. So anyone that does something to you or anything you've done to yourself that you can't forgive yourself for, or you can't forgive someone else for, you are then bringing that piece of the past into your future now. Now, I'm not saying that forgiveness means saying to someone, your behavior to me was atrocious, but that's all water under the bridge. You can come back into my life. It's saying, I forgive that has happened, but you don't need to have that person back in your life. You don't need to have, we've got to look at our boundaries. We've got to know what's good for us, what isn't. And, part of the process for forgiveness for me is being able to say, I'm no longer taking that hurt into my future. I'm leaving it there, and I'll leave you with it, but I forgive you for it, but you don't need to come along with me anymore. And there's so many things. When I looked at forgiveness, it was a time in my life when I needed to forgive someone for something that happened, and I couldn't because my whole life had been turned upside down at that point. What they had done kind of left me in this state of, I was angry, and why would they be getting a happy life and I'm not? And it was just not a nice place to be, because every time I woke up, I was then looking at their life rather than mine. But when I read a book called The Judgment Detox by Gabby Bernstein, I stopped judging someone's behavior for what they had done to me. I take me out of the equation and I think, what leads someone to behave like this? Therefore, I'm not going to judge that behavior because I haven't walked in their shoes. And if I don't judge that behavior, I can forgive their behavior toward me. And it is a very complex thing to try and explain.
Yeah.
But it even comes into yourself, because I've done things in my past that I hated myself for, but without me acknowledging what I'd done to someone else, or done to mostly to myself, I couldn't forgive that. And therefore I was hating a part of me that got me to the stage in life I am now. So there's a piece I wrote, obviously, on Hoy, which is self-forgiveness gives you the ownership of your own life, and it ensures no one else can use anything against you to hurt you ever again. And, you know, I didn't forgive myself for glamour modeling. I didn't forgive myself for reality TV. I didn't forgive myself, and I hated that part of me. And if anyone ever brought that up to me, I would go into a state where I'm like trying to shut that conversation down, or I think they're a nasty person for bringing it up, when actually they're probably not even realizing it's given that effect.
No.
So I hated myself for that, and I couldn't forgive what I had done, forgive my future. Well,
there's millions of people that absolutely adore reality TV, and because you saw it as something, because you had a certain path you wanted to follow and something you were incredibly proud of, and that wasn't reality TV, that wasn't glamour modeling, which it is for some people, but that wasn't for you. You then hated that. But for many people, supporters or people who brought it up, wanted to chat about it, just probably saw it as a nice conversation. Like, how did you start? Oh, it's great. I saw you on that. Whereas to you, it's something that, like you said, you were frustrated at yourself with, you had to forgive yourself to then open those discussions up. Side note before we go any further, Jessica has got a lovely new mic and you can hold it down a bit.
Oh, thanks.
It does the whole thing. You don't need to, like, do you know what I mean? You're all good.
Balance it here.
There you are. Yeah. She's perfect. She's got it.
But yeah, I think when you're in a state of unforgiveness, whether it be toward yourself or to others, things can be offensive when they're not.
Yeah.
I think it leads us to look for things that we want offense over. Like, you find a lot of it on social media now. People are always waking up looking to be offended. Yeah. And that's why social media has blasted into this absolute catastrophe of people just insulting each other, because no one can look at someone else and think, oh, hold on a minute, the reasons they're saying this is X, Y, Z. No one's ever going to be on the same page with anything, because things affect everyone differently, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're, you know, transgender, whether you're homosexual, whether you're heterosexual. There's going to always be a issue because no one has walked in that specific shoe.
Exactly. Yeah. And even social media holds grudges in weird ways. Like, I had a thing come out a couple of weeks ago and I did a social media post about it, and I had so many amazing, like, friends in that commenting, and then a couple of people who I thought were really important in my life didn't. And I was like, oh, like, bit put out. And I was like, why am I put out? I was like, what? Because I don't feel like I've done that yet until somebody that I want comments. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's in your head. Like you said, you go on it, whether it's your own personal one, whether you go on, or whether you have a stalk on someone that maybe you didn't particularly like once and something frustrates you. Like, you're going on it to get frustrated, or you can go on it to annoy yourself or stalk people, or exactly like you're saying. Just backing up your point.
Thanks, pal. But no, I think as well, like, when someone does something to you, or going back to the crux of self-forgiveness, but just any forgiveness, you're holding something. And it's the same with these negative emotions like envy or jealousy, the same thing. You're holding something and it's not changing you. There's no benefit to not forgiving someone. And like I said, it does not mean they have to be in your life.
Yeah.
It means that you're taking someone, if you don't forgive someone, they're holding a power over your thoughts and the way you behave.
Yeah.
Because if you're really eaten up by not forgiving someone, you're changing behavior to be like, oh, you know, I'll post this on social media and show them. Mm. Why? Because it's not benefiting you. There is no benefit to trying to get someone back. Or, I mean, and that's the thing, forgiveness doesn't mean you can go and hug and everything's back to normal. There's some things that cannot be resolved, and that's fine. It is absolutely fine to put up your wall and say, that can no longer be in my life. I forgive you for what you've done. There is no animosity, but I don't want that in my life anymore. It shan't be going forward.
And it's like you said, it's forgiving yourself. Like, I saw an interview, I mean, it's years old, but it just came up on probably my TikTok, and it was Oprah interviewing Reese Witherspoon and Mindy Kaling, and she was like, what have you found the hardest, like, battle, like, what do you find the hardest in this industry? And Mindy Kaling was like, I find the hardest to know that, like, I can't be friends with everyone, so, like, along my way I'm gonna make enemies, I'm not gonna please people, I'm gonna, you know, like go, and that's not that I have to go along with that. Like I have to forgive that. I can't be 100%. And like recently I was working on a project I was really passionate about, and then the partnership's kind of gone off, and it didn't end on great terms, and I don't like that because I'm a people pleaser and I like to make sure that everyone's happy and feel like I'm doing things. So if I feel like I've not succeeded or I've not followed through on something, or like I say, a partnership's, you know, died, you know, then it makes me really upset. And but I have to go through that and kind of write down the reasons, say like, this didn't work out because of this, you did your best, you did this, and you have to forgive that, you have to leave that in the past, like you're saying. You can't then be annoyed at the other person or yourself or go back in time. But I completely agree with that. I think a lot of us, especially through social media, are people pleasers. We want people to tell us we're great or we're pretty or whatever it is on our Instagram, do you know what I mean? Like, and you know, that to rely on that is very harmful for ourselves. So as much as I think forgiving other people, I think we lack forgiveness in ourselves and we rely on others to forgive for us. So, you know, like when something happens, not this has happened, but like, say you, I don't know, like you kiss a boy at a party, but you're seeing someone that's not great. You like go to your friends and you're like, but it's all right, isn't it? Like, it's fine. And then they go, yeah, it's fine. You're like, oh, that's all right then. You know, but like, that's, I feel like we're a society of that now on everything. Like, whether it's social media posts, whether it's jobs, whether it's this, we rely on people, strangers, anyone going, that's amazing, for us to go, that's fucking amazing. You know, it's really strange. Yeah.
I think as well, like, you get to a point and it's like, until you can validate your own stuff. I used to do it all the time to my mum. So if something really hit the fan, I phone my mum up and kind of seek validation for something shitty I've done, or like, you know, to take the guilt off myself. Because when we also hurt someone else.
It stays with you.
It stays with you. Yeah. But you need to get someone to tell you, no, it's all right. But we all know what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we all know what's good and not good for us. So if I've done something bad to someone, it took me a long time to do this, because I'd normally eat myself up and not want anyone to know, because that's a shadow part of myself that I don't want people to see. Whereas now if I fuck up, it takes a lot of balls, but I start, if I say I fucked up with something with Jermaine, I haven't yet, touch wood, but I would have to sit down and say, listen, I've done this, because I feel like if I want that back, I've got to give that as well. And I feel like there's a level of honesty that becomes, you know, if I went and kissed someone at a party, like you just said, as an example, I would feel like I'm going to lose that person. But in order to forgive myself for that, I need to tell this person what I've done, because then, I've had someone in the past, a past relationship where someone did something really bad and they came and told me, and I realized how much that took them to come and tell me. And I forgave that because you weren't trying to hide, but you have to be brave. And I think bravery comes in forgiveness. I think with forgiveness, you're brave. Number one, because you're unpacking for yourself, but you're also giving the chance for it's such a tough conversation for me to speak, because I don't agree with cheating and I wouldn't ever cheat on anyone. But I feel if I did do something like that, and if I have messed up, and just, I've gone to someone and said, look, I've messed up here. I've done this. And I feel like that's so important, because not only is that a forgiveness of yourself and you know what you've done, you're allowing that other person to choose their path with you. But when we go back to overall forgiveness, so I was saying when we recorded a minute ago, when it messed up, was that I'd seen this, this video on YouTube, which was of a person in court in America. And someone had murdered their brother. I think it was a domestic violence thing where the woman had murdered this guy's brother who was testifying. And he looked at her at the end and he said, she was stony faced the whole time. And he looked at her and said, I forgive you for what you've done. And that releases me. And that was the first time you saw the murderer completely break down, because you try so hard to cover things up and cover up your emotions. And I think it leads down this spiral. Number one, they've both been released from something. They both, especially the person who's now mourning the loss of someone. I forgive you for it. You're not going to be in my life, but I forgive you. And that stops this coming into my future. I'll never forget, you know, you don't forget these things. And I think it's very important to have times where we need to forgive people, because we learn lessons from people that do us badly. We learn lessons from when we do ourselves badly. But unless you're forgiving yourself, you're not taking the lesson. And unless you're not forgiving someone else, you're not taking the lesson. I've had friendships end and someone's kind of gone way past the boundary where you can't have that person in your life, but you'll forgive them because then it no longer eats the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And also, I feel if you don't forgive, and I've experienced this in relationships where I haven't forgiven past people for what they've done, I then end up bringing up their insecurities into a new relationship.
Yeah.
And I'll start freaking out and using what they'd done to say, oh, but I'm insecure because of this. Well, that's because I haven't let it go.
Yeah.
No one person is the same. And and also people that are certain ways then come together for a reason sometimes because they change each other.
Yeah.
For the better, if you grow and build with someone, a lot of the time behaviors change.
Yeah.
So if you're bringing things from the past because it hasn't been forgiven, you're actually unconsciously bringing it into your future.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I tell you where my struggle is, and like, this is just completely personal, my life is in terms of my personal life. I completely agree. I struggle with that, with the career we're in, because if you look at it, you know, I was saying, like, the documentary The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, and he was like, you know, I held a grudge of everything, and it was those grudges that made me like go out and fucking like defeat him. And big F1 fan, and like Lewis Hamilton, like, you can see he holds on to things and he uses that and that grit to like, and we all do it, we've all done that, whether we've got a push to get an audition, an agent, a job, we're fighting against, we're made to feel like we're fighting against other people, or it's constantly like cat and dog. And you do hold on to these things. You hold on to the thing that the cast and director was offensive to you 10 years ago, and you know, you think fuck you, or someone told you you weren't going to make it, so you use that to carry on. And I found in my career that I've used those things a lot of the time to have a slight chip and to push me forward. And I'm getting to an age, don't get me wrong, where I'm starting to feel comfortable in what I've achieved, and I'm starting to slow down and not but I felt like a bit of that was what I needed. And then I struggle with that because sometimes within a day I can be quite like that and quite in meetings and quite forceful and, you know, have that, no, we're going to do this, you know, and that's what we're doing. And then bringing that into the personal life, it's hard to then, I suppose it's yet again that thing, isn't it, where you're holding expectations, and then it's hard to then not bring that into your personal life, especially with what we do, because it is pretty much 24/7, 7 days a week, to then not have that. I don't know, it's really strange, but I find that's where I find it hard. I'm so sorry. I think my dog's actually barking because we've ordered Domino's for 7 p.m.
That's because of technical issues, delayed everything. But no, I do think that's too, it's a, you use something where you don't, say you're not forgiving someone, that's using you, but you can use it as a drive. So it's not like you say, for instance, you know, when I've been treated badly in the past, I'll ensure that will never happen again.
Yeah.
I will ensure that no one's going to, because it gives you boundaries as well. And someone, you need to forgive someone, you need to forgive them because they've crossed a boundary.
Yeah.
So I can use that, but I can still forgive. So I can use that pain that was once there, but I don't need to drag it in. It's a fuel.
Yeah.
And it's a different sort of, like, if you're eating up like that person did this and blah, 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 you know, that's eating you up in the wrong way. When you go, this person did this, but I don't want that to happen again, so I'm going to create this by myself, or, you know,
this is my goal, have something, rather than it being about my goal. Them.
Not a I'm going to show you, because it's not coming from a place of love for yourself or love for what you do. Then when I wrote my book, it was a bit on the side of, look, I'm going to do something for myself now, and I'm going to be the best I can be. And this was after I'd used a lot of forgiveness tactics on a previous person. And when I switched it from being fuck you, I'll show you, to this is for me because I want to build myself so that this never happens again, it was coming from a different place, and it wasn't that I was carrying this big heavy weight. I could actually, after that, I could respond to this person when I needed to at the time, and be very, you know, I really hope everything's well, and I could do that because I genuinely did, because no one is born nasty. No one wants to hurt anyone, but life happens that it's always going to, there's always going to be something we need to forgive someone for.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a podcast earlier that my partner was recording, and the woman, Madeline Black, she'd been gang raped at 13. She got raped 3 more times before she was 18. Like, she really had a tough time. And she openly says on her TED talk and many other places that she forgives them. And again, it's to take it off of herself and for them to stop dictating the rest of her future. But that drive she still had was to change people's, you know, perceptions of what had happened. She went on to do the TED Talks to help other rape victims. She used it, but it's not destroying her. It's now the creation of her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's just the same as what happened with Holly Matthews, isn't it?
They're kind
of, you know, we've all, I think most of us have experienced like death and stuff. And I think we can quite openly say that it's very unfair what happened to Holly if we looked at it in terms of life. Like, it's not like she deserved
that. Yeah, her husband passed away. And there's only 32 years old and they had two young kids.
Yeah, and you could be so angry in life, couldn't you? You know, it could just destroy you and make you so, and she doesn't, you know, she has forgiven what's happened in her situation and she's used it to drive her to create the Happy Me project, to help other people, to fuel her and her daughter's life. So yeah, I think it's I completely agree with what you're saying. And I suppose in a way, like thank you, because like I think sometimes as well in our generation, you kind of get bustled into it. I think it's not until you have these conversations, and that's why I love doing this so much with you and having these conversations, and I hope it helps other people, because you get so into like a little, like you get so in your own head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's just of a tiny shift of mindset sometimes that makes all the difference. Like I noticed when I did do the forgiveness thing, and I read the Judgment Detox and I was starting to see things from a different perspective. My fuel was still there, but it was on a different mindset fuel. So things started to go a lot better. Things started working out for me because it's coming from a different place. And I think any negative emotion that you can turn into a positive one will give you a different outcome.
I'm like crying right now and I don't know why I'm crying. So
because we're touching good subjects and it's good.
Yeah. To be fair, it's good. First, I don't know why. I was like, oh my God. It just hit, I don't know, it just obviously hit something.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing when you can, for me as well, when I get a bit emotional, I had it in the car, I was listening to a podcast early in the car and I felt like I was just gonna burst out crying. It wasn't even that relevant to me, but there's obviously little things sometimes that when I feel it. And obviously what you're feeling now, it's because you're like, oh, I can use that. And that means something to me. And when something touches you, you're able to work on any little bits that are there. And trust me, forgiveness for me was a really impossible thing. And it left me in victim mode, which is another chapter in my book when I wrote Silver Linings. I'd been in victim mode for like 28 years and I didn't even realize it. And then when I found out that I had, now I'm 33, I don't, you know, the domestic violence in my house, I held on to that. Like, that's been done to me. I can't forgive them. That's hurt me. And it's effed up my entire life because now I've got PTSD and fuck them. And it was this constant pain and that I carried around. I carried that. The person that did it didn't carry it. Yeah. They may carry their own, but they didn't carry mine. I carried that. And it wasn't until I go, okay, forgive that, but I don't need to be in your life so much, or, you know, I can make my own. When I got rid of that, not only did I destroy the victim mode, not only did I destroy this like thing that was so heavy inside of me, I then got this learned forgiveness. And it's like, yeah, I forgive that, but it's again the fault and responsibility comes in, doesn't it? You know, I always talk about that. It's not your fault, that it's not, certainly not my fault that there was domestic violence in my home. I was a kid. No. And it certainly isn't my, you know, it certainly isn't someone's fault if they walk out on the street now and get hit by a bus and lose their legs. Certainly isn't their fault. Certainly isn't your fault if your husband or wife cheats. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
But what it is a responsibility now to move on, because it was no one else's responsibility for me to get tested for, well, not tested, but, you know, see a psychiatrist and figure out I had PTSD and work out these reasons why I'd behave in a certain way. And then I changed my life because no one else is going to come in and do it for us.
Yeah. This is the thing, it's, isn't it? Us. Yeah. I suppose it's not our responsibility, things that are out of our hands or that physically happen to us or situations we're put in, but it's our responsibility to go and seek the tools to help us manage and deal with the after effects of whatever we're put through in life. And I think that is why, you know, people probably get fed up with hearing it because it's quite a big thing now, but that's why we talk so much about apps like Headspace and that help you, meditations, books that Jess has mentioned, and therapy and seeking help, you know, wherever you find it, whether that is listening to us rather than going to a therapist, because that's what you manage and that's part that helps and is something manageable in your life, then that's that's your responsibility to seek and do. Yeah. And I suppose that's what me and you have learned to do and taken responsibility to do, because that's how you get through your every day. Because else, I don't know, I think we'd all just be in a bit of a slump in a corner sometimes, wouldn't we? You know?
Yeah, exactly. I think the main kind of umbrella of forgiveness is
people. Umbrella.
The umbrella, Ella.
The umbrella.
people do like really shitty things.
I've done shitty things.
We all do it. There's nothing we can do to change that. But if you don't want that in your life anymore, forgive it and let it go. Let that person go. No matter how bad it is, and we've all had some bad, bad things happen to us. It's not been our fault, and we can hold on to it. But if we hold on to that pain from not forgiving someone, it's never, ever going to leave us. I certainly know that if someone's hurt me, I want to let it go. I want to be free from that. And the only way to be free from that was to turn around and say, not even to them. I didn't even need to say it to them. I don't need closure. I say it to myself. You forgive them because you don't want to feel this pain anymore.
And you're also, we're never going to move forwards and now not hurt anyone for the rest of our lives. Like you can't put that pressure on yourself. Like, we're going to do things that either we realize or we don't realize is going to hurt people. You might, you know, people might hate you or whatever you think it is. But you have to forgive yourself through that, because you're also going to have people that aren't on the same wavelength. They're not going to forgive you. They might hold the grudge for 20 years, but you have to sit down, look at the reasons why you made that choice, why you did that, and forgive yourself for it. Like, even if the others don't, or even if they do, you know, it's about you as much as what you go through for other people.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah,
exactly that.
That is that. Oh, I've loved this episode. I've missed this so much. We did apologize in the first recording, but we haven't in the second one that we had. So Jess is manic, is moving into her first bought home that she's done amazing. Home. Yeah. So exciting. And I was on holiday. I haven't really got a really busy.
It's just been very, very manic, hasn't it? But we're back. Can we promise not to do it again for a while?
Exactly. And we've got some exciting guests, and just doing episodes like this, I think, is I just love it. It just goes away. We say this a lot, but, you know, of a boost. So
yeah, talking about things, talking them out, and, you know, realizations sometimes are the biggest thing for self-awareness, and self-awareness is the biggest part to change your life. And I hope everyone can, and, you know, I'll be doing it forever. It's not like I'm saying, neither of us are sat here saying, oh, we've got life figured out. The fact is, we don't. And that's why, when we have a self-realization from other people helping us, from books we've read, from podcasts we've listened to, it's about realization, putting it into your own life, and then becoming aware of it in your own. And it's an important place.
And that's why we want to do this. So we've been doing this now, I think, for like 3 months. And a lot of our episodes have been talking about things that have happened. But me and Jess intend to continue doing this. So we will be talking about what we're going through, how we're kind of using. And I know a couple of weeks ago you were talking, weren't you, about yourself and kind of feeling anxious, and how then you were using the tools that you knew you needed to use. So what I think is amazing about this platform and having these conversations weekly is we will be with you guys, and you guys will be able to hear what we're going through and how we're going through that, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, this is the worst bit. I'm gonna have to write a script for the end.
Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. We're just going to ring it again as usual.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat my Domino's and big garlic dip. So, and jealous. I always end really West Country, you know.
Well, we will see you next week, and have a lovely week.
Life.
Much obliged, guys.
See you next week. Bye.
Thanks to all our listeners, and we will see you next week.
We'd like to say a special thank you to Audio Boom for distributing the series, and Popple for our jingle and raspberry.